好，弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
Brothers and sisters, may you be peace in the Lord.
大家这个新年过得怎么样呢
？How was the New Year just a few days ago?
你有没有感觉哈？从圣诞节到新年，好像一般来说是一年的一个高潮。
Do you realize that from the Christmas Day to the New Year's Day is the climax of the year?
然后过了新年以后呢，好像又开始 down 下去。
After the first day of the year is going down.
马可福音就是这样安排的。
Same fashion as the narrative of the Gospel of Matthew.
从马可福音第一章到第八章就是在上坡。
From chapter 1 down to chapter 8 is climbing uphill.
到了顶点就是那个高潮，就是今天要讲的。
The climax, the hilltop is the passage that we are going to share with you today.
就是马可福音的八章二十七到三十八节是马可福音的高潮。
Actually, verses 23 down to 那几节？
到三十八节。
38 is the climax of the book.
接下来就是下坡了。
And after that is going downhill.
什么意思呢
？What's the meaning?
从一章到八章是告诉我们，耶稣行了很多的神迹。
From chapter 1 down to chapter 8 tells us a lot of the miracles that Jesus performed.
医治长大麻风的。
The healed leprosy.
医治那个瘫痪的。
Healed the limbs.
医治那个paralyzed.
Paralyzed.
And 平静风和海。
Calm down the sea and the wind.
赶鬼。
Drive out the demons.
医治血路妇人。
Heal those the women that has the blood problem.
让雅鲁的女儿从死里复活。
Resurrect the daughter of Jairus.
一路走过来，最后要达到一个顶点，就是彼得的承认。
Along the way up to the climax that Peter proclaimed his identity.
耶稣到底是谁
？Who is that Jesus?
当他承认完以后，耶稣就预言他要受难。
After he proclaimed the identity of Jesus, that Jesus told him that what he will going to suffer in the future.
三次预言他要受难。
Three prophecies talking about his suffering.
然后也真的就受难。后来就真的去被钉十字架。
And then later focus on the crucifixion.
所以马可福音是这样一个形状。
So this is the
山坡的像一个山的形状。
Mark, that's like a hill.
今天我们就读，今天我们要讲的就是那个山峰，那个高潮。
Today we are going to talk about the hilltop.
我给他起个名字叫十字架的道路。
We give the title for this message is the road to the cross.
是在马可，这是我们马可福音的第十七讲。
Actually, we are talking about the chapter 17.
是马可福音八章二十七到三十八节。马可福音。
This is the 17th lecture. We will talk about the passage of chapter 8, verses 27 to 38.
好，我们做个简短祷告。
Let's pray.
阿爸父神，谢谢你。
Abba Father, we want to give thanks.
到如今，你帮我们。
Help us today.
你的恩典数算不尽。
Your mercy is countless to us.
你的爱越久越深。
Your love is deeper and deeper.
谢谢你时时看顾，处处看顾。
Thank you for watching over us every time and every day.
带领我们越走越光明。
Guide us to a brighter future.
供应我们属灵的需要，身体的需要。
Provide our spiritual needs and our body's need.
带领我们进入2024年。
Lead us into the new year of 2024.
让我们今新的一年有新的长进。
Give us a new a new growth in the new year.
更新我们的生命。
Revive our life.
更新我们的服事。
Revive our service.
复兴你的教会。
Revive of your church.
也祝福这个国家。
And bless this country.
让这个国家转向你。
Move this country toward you.
带领今年的大选。
Lead the election of this year.
选出敬虔的领袖。
Elect those who are godly to you.
管理这个国家。
To govern the country.
给我们再一次的属灵的大觉醒。
give us a spiritual awakening.
复兴你的教会。
Revive your church.
复兴在座的每一位。
Revive everybody here in this church.
赦免我们一切的罪。
Forgive our sins.
如此祷告，奉我主耶稣基督的名求。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
这段经文哈，我们还是分三幕来讲。
We are going to divide it into three parts to share with you this message.
我们看第一幕呢，就是看彼得认耶稣是基督。
The first epistle that we are going to, the first part is going to talk about the confession of Christ.
这个是在27-30节。
It's from 27-30.
耶稣和门徒出去往凯撒利亚腓立比村庄去。
Jesus and his disciples went on to the village around Caesarea Philippi.
从哪里出去？从加利利出去。
From where? He started from Galilee.
去到哪里？去到凯撒利亚腓立比。
To where? To Caesarea Philippi.
干嘛去了呢？
What are they going to do?
不是为了宣教。
It's not for proclaiming the message.
凯撒利亚腓立比在加利利海北边的25英里。
Philippi is the north side of the lake 25 miles away.
为什么只起这么个名字呢？
Why it gives this name to this location?
因为那个地方是大希律的儿子希律腓立比在管理。
Because this is the area that the Greek
Herod Philip 在管理哈。那么这个菲利普这个王，他为了讨好罗马皇帝凯撒亚古斯都，他就取了一个凯撒利亚。
Because he wants to name this city to honor the ruler, so he named it Caesarea Philippi.
那里大部分不是犹太人。
The majority of the inhabitants are not Jews.
凯撒利亚是个地区，那里又包括很多的村庄。
This location includes a lot of different villages.
那么耶稣到那里干嘛？ 到那里是有一个退休会。
Why Jesus went there? He want to give a retreat to him and his.
他要问门徒一个关键的问题。
He want to ask a very critical question to the disciples.
就到底他们认为耶稣到底是谁
？How you view Jesus?
所以在路上，耶稣就问门徒说
：“So on the road, Jesus asked the disciples.
说大家说我是谁呢
？”And they.Do you know that what they call me?
因为门徒跟老百姓接触更多嘛。
Because the disciples has a lot of contact with the commons.
耶稣就问哈，他已经行了这么多神迹，影响力这么大，那么大家到底认为他到底是谁啊
？Because Jesus has already performed so many miracles, has a very great impact in the country. So what do those people look at him?
然后有些门徒说，嗯，有人说你是施洗约翰。
Some disciples said you are the John the Baptist.
大家还记得希律王认为施洗约翰是耶稣复，耶稣就是施洗约翰复活了。
And the Herod thought that Jesus was the resurrected John the Baptist.
那么还有些门徒说啊，有人认为你是先知以利亚。
Some said that you are the Elijah.
大家知道在马拉西书记载。在末世的时候，神要派以利亚回来复兴，来到复兴以色列。
You still remember the in the book of Malachi, the prophet said that in the end of the day, God will send Elijah to us.
还有些门徒说，嗯，有人说你是先知里的某一位。
And other we said that you are one of the prophets.
英文有希腊文有一个定冠词 one of the prophets 就是说很著名的先知当中的一位。
In the sayings, they said that one of the prophets means that the prophet is very important, very famous.
大家对耶稣的看法，大家认为对吗？我们认为对吗
？Do you think that they have the right view on Jesus?
也对，有对一部分。
They are right in some way.
他们给耶稣很高的评价。
They give Jesus a very high
evaluation.
Yeah.
但是呢，他们对耶稣的看法都不够完整。
But not perfect.
就像今天一样，你问人耶稣到底是谁？
Just like today, that when you ask people who is Jesus,
有人说他是一个道德家。
And some may say that he is a moralist.
有人说他是一个宗教家。
And some may say that he is a religious leader.
有人说他是个好人。
And some may say that he is a good man.
舍己救人。
He sacrificed himself to save others.
但是耶稣重要的重点不在说别人怎么看他。
The most important thing is that Jesus don't care about others.He wants to know about his disciples.
他是要问他的门徒到底认为他是谁。
He asked his disciples, "What you think about me?"
所以又问他们说：“你们说我是谁？”
What you think? What you talk? Think about me?
希腊文把这个你们放在了最前头。
And in Greek, they put it into the front, in front.
你们后面呢有一个 that， 中文用英文翻译成是 but。然而，你们认为我是谁？这是特别强调的。
And in the middle, it adds a conjunction, but it means that what do you think about me?
今天我们在座的基督徒也是，别人怎么看耶稣不太要紧，关键是我们信耶稣这么久，你认为耶稣是谁
？Just like today, we don't care who will, who's, what do people see about Jesus?You, how you see about Jesus?
因为门徒跟耶稣快三年了嘛。
Because the disciples followed Jesus for 3 years.
他们对耶稣应该比老百姓的理解更深刻的。
The disciples should have a deeper understanding of his rabbi.
我想当时哈是门徒十二门徒就商量了一下。
I think the 12 disciples has a little meeting.
商量完以后呢，就推选彼得，你做发言人，替我们发言吧。
After the discussion, he probably asked Peter to representing them to answer Jesus.
所以彼得就回答说：“你是基督。”
And then Peter answered, "You are the Christ."
弟兄姊妹，这就是这段，这就是整个马可福音的高潮。
And this is the climax of the book of Mark.
跟马可福音的记载稍有点不同。
And it's a little different from what the book of Matthew record.
马太福音十六章说你是基督是永生神的儿子。
In Matthew, you are the Christ, the son of everlasting God.
而且耶稣完了还称赞他西门巴约拿你是有福的。
And Jesus praised him that Simon, you are the blessed one.
因为这不是属血气的只是你的乃是我在天上的父只是你的。
And it is not what the world teach you, it is from the heaven our Father teach you.
为什么马可福音没有记载这些呢
？Why Mark didn't put it down?
因为马可福音是马可写的，马可写的是彼得口述的。
Because the book of Mark is written by Mark, it's from Peter's oral version.
Yeah, 所以呢，马可就把这个耶稣对他的称赞就省去了。
Therefore, he omits the praise from Jesus.
那么你是基督。
You are the Christ.
基督就是希腊文的基督，就是希伯来文的弥赛亚。
Christ is in Greek, Messiah is in Hebrew.
弥赛亚的意思就是受膏者。
What does it mean by Messiah? Is the one ordained?
在旧约里面有三种人受膏。
There are three kind of people who will be ordained in the Old Testament.
先知、祭司和君王。
The prophets, the priests, and the king.
但是犹太人基本上集中在最后一种，就是君王。
And they focus on more on the last one is the king.
就是基督就是一个受膏的王。
Christ is the ordained king.
那么这个是在撒母耳记下七章在大卫之约里面神就说大卫神不单立大卫做王要给大卫一个王朝建立一个王朝
In 2 Samuel chapter 7 it says that God didn't give the kingship to David but also the empire
就他的后代他有一个他的后代要永远做王
For his descendants will be the king forever
而且不但做以色列的王，要做全世界的王。
Not just rule over the Israel, but all the world.
这个在诗篇第二篇《弥赛亚登基》里面讲得很清楚。
So when the when the Messiah enthroned, it talks very clearly in Isaiah.
但是当以色列当犹太人被巴比伦掳掠以后
，But after they were captured by the Babylonian，
他们这个盼望更强烈了。
They even have a stronger wish，
因为他们是亡国奴。
Because they lost their king, their country，
他们相信神的应许一定会应验。
They believe that the promise that given by God will be fulfilled。
一定有一个大卫的后代要做王。
One of the offspring of David will be the king。
将来要把他们从罗马统治之下解放出来。
They will release from the rulership of the Roman。
这是他们对弥赛亚的概念。
This is what they think about the concept of Messiah。
那么这种概念到底对不对呢
？Is it right？
也对，也不对。
It's right and also wrong。
因为耶稣第一次来不是要推翻罗马人。
Because the first coming of Jesus is not to overthrow，
而是要把人从罪恶权下拯救出来。
But to save people from the sin。
事实上，旧约圣经也预言了。
Actually, it is the prophecy in the Old Testament。
但是当时的犹太人只看重说，基督王就是带领他们推翻罗马帝国。
But unfortunately, the Jews only focus on the kingship of the Messiah to liberate them from the foreign rulers。
另外一点，弟兄姊妹，基督，耶稣基督不但是受膏的王
，Jesus is not only an ordained king，
他还是神的儿子
，He also the son of God。
他不光是一个人的王，他还是神的儿子。
He's not just a king of the human beings， he is the son of God。
弟兄姊妹，你现在明白了吗？因为这个问题也是问你的。
Do you understand? Because this is the question also I ask you.
耶稣到底是谁呢
？Who is Jesus?
第一，他是神的儿子。
First, he is the Son of God.
第二，他是旧约所预言的那个弥赛亚。
And second, he is the one that prophesied in the Old Testament, the Messiah.
耶稣不是空穴来风。
He is not coming out of the blue.
耶稣是整个旧约就预言。神要派一个受膏者做王，统治全人类的。
In the Old Testament, it prophesies a king in the future to rule over all the human beings.
所以圣诞节纪念耶稣降生，就是那位预言的那个弥赛亚降生了，那位新生王降生了。
So when we celebrate Christmas, we are celebrating a new king is born for us.
你这样相信耶稣基督吗
？Do you believe in Jesus?
如果你这样相信，你就相信对了。
If you believe That prophecy, you are right.
他是神的儿子，他是弥赛亚。
He is the Son of God. He is the Messiah.
接下来，耶稣就警戒他们不要告诉人。
And Jesus reminded them not to tell anyone.
既然他承认对了，为什么不让告诉人呢
？Why Jesus did not let them to tell others?
就像我刚才说的，因为他们对弥赛亚的基督的了解就是推翻罗马帝国。
Because what they understand about the Messiah, the Jewish people think about overthrowing the Roman Empire.
那么就会在整个地区带领一场革命。
And that will bring the revolution in the area.
然后就会被罗马帝国镇压。
And they will suppressed by the Roman soldiers.
而这个也不是耶稣基督的使命。
This is not the mission of our Lord Jesus.
所以耶稣让他们不要告诉人，因为他们对基督的认识。他们说基督是没错，但是基督的使命他们并不了解。
And they have the right understanding of Jesus, but they don't understand the mission of Jesus.
另外，罗马帝国如果知道某一个人是基督是王，罗马帝国马上就镇压。
If the Roman Empire heard about the king, then he will send soldiers to suppress them.
而且耶稣死的时候还没有到，所以他现在说不要告诉别人。
And because also it is not the time for Jesus, so Jesus forbid them to tell others.
所以这是我讲的第一点，就是彼得认耶稣为基督。下一页。
So the first thing we should know that Peter recognized, confessed Jesus is the Christ.
这个图片是大卫王。
And this is the King David.
大卫在有名的撒母耳记下第七章，大卫之约，神就跟大卫立约了，你的后代永远做王。
So in the Second Samuel chapter in the Second Samuel chapter 7 is a very famous prophecy talking about the offspring of David will rule.
耶稣来的时候，这个预言就应验了。
When Jesus came, this promise was fulfilled.
接下来我们讲第二点，耶稣首次预言他的受难。
And the second point is, this is the first time Jesus prophesies his sacrifice.
第三十一节说，从此他教训他们说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。
And in verse 31, he then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and the teachers of the law.
英文是说 ，He then began to teach them， 就是说。那个时候开始呢，他才开始教导他们他的受难。换句话说，进入一个新的阶段了。
Yeah, when we read this phase, he then began to teach. He teach about his sufferings, and this is the new page of his teachings to the disciples.
一说基督，一说王，大家都知道是很有 powerful， 要推翻罗马，但是。耶稣马上开始教导一个新的阶段，说基督是要受难的。
When they talk about the Messiah and the King, it means power. But now Jesus teach them a new understanding of this Messiah.
然后他说，人子必须，人子是他 Son of Man， 是他的最常用的自称。
And Son of Man is the common address to his identity.
耶稣讲这句话，并不是更正彼得啊，你说我是基督错了，我应该是人子，不是那个意思。
He was not correcting Peter. He told them that he is the Son of Man.
那为什么叫人子呢
？What does it mean by calling him as a Son of Man?
人子是什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
如果你看福音书，耶稣最常用的自称就是人子，人子，人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。而人子是安息日的主，他最常用的自称就是人子 ，Son of Man， 人的儿子，人子。
It's very common for Jesus to call himself as a son of man.
人子的根据是但以理书第七章十三到十四节。
And it's coming from the book of Daniel.
那里讲到是一个荣耀的人子。
Talk about a glorious son of man.
他是做王的。
He is the king.
他要管理全宇宙的。
He is going to rule the whole universe.
所以人子就是基督。
So the son of man is Christ.
基督就是王。
And Christ is the king.
那么为什么不自称基督，要自称人子呢
？Why he did not directly call himself as a king and call himself as a son of man?
免得百姓误会。
They don't want them to misunderstood.
以为他要推翻罗马帝国。
To overthrow the Rome.
所以他说人子还有个必须，他的希腊文的意思是 it was necessary.
And it also has the meaning of it is necessary.
他说他自己。那是必须的，对他来说干嘛？受苦，许多的苦，被宗教领袖弃绝，然后被杀，第三天复活。大家记住哈，这一系列的事情，他说是 it was necessary， 那是必须的。
So what it means by must suffer? It is necessary to suffer. It is the meaning of it is necessary. It is necessary for Jesus to suffer from many things, and he will be rejected by the elders, chief priests.And the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and after 3 days rise again.
为什么必须呢
？Why it is necessary?
因为这是神预定的。
Because this is predestinated by God.
因为这是圣经预言的。
Because it is the prophecy of the Bible.
因为这是耶稣来到世界上的目的。
And it is the mission of Jesus coming to the world.
所以耶稣受难不是个悲剧。
So the suffering of Jesus is not a tragedy.
哦，不是说因为耶稣失败了。
It's not.Because of his failure,
反而是成就了神的美意。
On the other hand, he fulfilled God's will.
那么耶稣明明说这话，彼得就拉着他劝他。
And after Jesus said about this, Peter dragged him away.
这话就是上面所说的话，三十四节的话。
The saying is what it means in the previous verses.
明明的说，就是他以前没有明明的说过。
It speak.Plainly, because it did not speak plainly before.
在二章二十节说，讲到禁食嘛，他新郎要离开他们，那时他们就要禁食，那只是暗示一下他会离开。
And in the parables, Jesus talk about the banquet. The bridegroom will leave. And right now is the same thing that.
结果他就明明的说，我就要被杀了，我就要，我还要复活，我要受很多的苦。大家记住啊，如果你是当时的门徒，你听完以后会很诧异。
So therefore, he tells the disciple plainly that he will suffer, he will die. And when you are the disciples of Jesus, what will you respond to this saying?
因为彼得刚说你是基督，你是王。
Just a moment ago, Peter announced that Jesus is the king.
然后你就说你要受难，你要死。
And then the next moment, you telling them that you are going to die and suffer.
那我们跟了半天，跟谁吗？
So what should we do after following for 3 years?
对啊，你如果跟一个领袖，他跟你讲这么消极的话，你会跟他吗？
Take for example, you follow a leader, and the leader tell you that kind of very negative things. Will you keep following him?
所以当彼得说你是基督的时候，门徒最高兴。
So when Peter said that he is the king, all the disciples rejoice.
尤其是谁啊？尤其是奋锐党西门和加略人犹大拥抱一下，最高兴。
Especially Peter and Judah, they will embrace it very happily.
因为奋锐党就是暗杀罗马官员的。
Because they are the social movement people, they want to assassin the Roman soldiers.
而且这个加略人犹大跟耶稣的目的哈，实际上他最主要的目的哈，他不是为了钱，是为了推翻罗马帝国。
The reason for Judah to follow Jesus is to overthrow Romans.
所以现在耶稣，你说你要死，所以门不单是彼得，门徒都很失望。
And when Jesus said he's going to die, not just Peter, but all the disciples were very disappointed.
不但很失望，他们一定要拦阻耶稣这个计划。
Not just disappointed of his saying, they tried to protect Jesus.
所以彼得又作为他们的代表出来行动了。
So Peter, as the leader, he took action.
他把耶稣拉到一边，英文是说，中文是说，他说，耶稣就拉着他。英文是说 ，took him aside. 耶稣把彼得把耶稣拉到一边去。
So the verse tells us that Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him.
而且中文是说劝他，英文是说原文也是 rebuke， 责备他。那么弟兄姊妹，彼得为什么把他拉到一边呢？他不希望别的门徒看到他在责备耶稣。
Why Peter dragged Jesus aside? Because he didn't want other disciples to see it.
你看啊，他觉得他比耶稣更厉害，他要责备耶稣。
And he is even stronger than Jesus. He's going to rebuke Jesus.
那么你说他会怎么责备啊
？How he rebuke Jesus?
他说：“耶稣基督，你不应该讲这个话的。
”And Peter said, "You shouldn't say this."
你是王，你死了我们怎么办
？You are the king. What about how what we should do after you die?
他责备耶稣呢，就转过来看着门徒。
And after the rebuking, Jesus turned around and looked at the disciples.
为什么转过来？之前是面对的彼得嘛。彼得责备完他以后，他就转向门徒。
And before he was facing Peter, and then he now turned his face to the disciples.
为什么转向门徒责备彼得呢？
Why he turned to the disciples to rebuke Peter?
因为一方面，彼得是代表门徒的意见。
Because Peter was the representative of the disciples.
另外，彼得这些话，门徒可能也都听见了。
And also the other disciples may hear about what Peter rebuked Jesus.
必须公开的消毒。
So he just has to make it proper.
所以他说的话，他反过来责备彼得。
So he turned around and rebuked Peter,
的撒旦退我后边去吧，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
And he said, "Get behind me, Satan." And he said, "You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of man."
那么，撒旦是不是说彼得被撒旦所附啊？
Is it Peter was possessed by a demon?
不是哈。
No,
而是说彼得对耶稣的试探就如同撒旦对耶稣的试探。
It means that Peter tempt Jesus just like the Satan tempt Jesus.
所以退我后边去吧，就是说离开我的视线，不要让我看见你，不要再试探我，就这个意思。
Get behind me means that you know get away from my eyesight. Don't tempt me anymore.
因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
Because you have the things of man, not of God.
神的意思是什么呢？
What does it mean by God's view?
还记得吗？就那是必须的，他必须受难，必须复活。
God's will is to have Jesus to suffer. It is necessary.
人的意思是什么呢？不要死，推翻罗马帝国。
And what is the will? The things of man is to overthrow the Romans.
我们都应该想哈，耶稣应该这样说，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴撒旦的意思，应该这样讲吗？
Jesus can say that you don't know the will of God. You just serve the will of.
但是耶稣说只体贴人的意思。
But Jesus mentioned about man.
为什么？因为全世界握在撒旦权下。
Because everybody was under the reign of Satan.
人常常跟撒旦，人常常成为撒旦的代言人。
And human being always as a spokesman of Satan.
人常常给撒旦当枪使。
And they always be the tool of the Satan.
这是我讲的第二点。
So this is the second point.
就是耶稣首次预言他的受难。
This is the first prophecy about his suffering and crucifixion.
是上一页，不是这一页，是上一页。对，耶稣首次预言他的受难。
So Jesus is the first time for Jesus to prophesy his suffering.
接下来我们就看第三点，就是耶稣对跟从他的人有三个要求。
And Jesus has three requirement about those who follow him.
这个是八章的34-38节。
And from 34 down to 38.
34节说，于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说。
And then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said.
那么众人是谁啊？
Who's those crowd?
应该是凯撒利亚腓立比境内的居民。
And probably the people in this area, the Philippi.
因为他们当中大部分应该是慕道友。
And majority of them is just the seekers.
还有门徒就对他们讲话了。
And the disciples, talk to them.
他说他不单是他自己要受苦背十字架，他说跟从他的人也要走十字架的道路。
He said that not him.The only one to suffer, but for those who follow him will also suffer.
这里有三个要求，我们看分别是什么。
And three requirements. Let's look at each one of these three.
他若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
The first one is if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
第一个就是舍己。
The first one is to deny himself.
舍己是什么意思呢？
What does it mean by denying himself?
舍的是你自己。
To sacrifice yourself.
就是对你自己说 no.
And to say no to yourself.
对神说是。
And to God you should say yes.
对你的人生计划、目标、愿望、欲望说 no, 不。
And say no to your plan and everything you think about yourself.
对神的旨意说是。
And to God's will, you should respond as a yes.
就像克西马尼园的祷告。
Just like the prayer in Gethsemane.
耶稣说，父啊，倘若可行，将这杯撤去。
And Jesus prayed that if your will, take this cup away.
然而不要照我的意思，照你的意思。
But not to my will, but yours.
舍己就是不照我的意思，照你的意思。
Not to fulfill my own.Will, but yours. It is the denial of yourself.
夫妻比如说吵架了。
Like the quarreling between husband and wife.
请问你通常怎么办呢？
What should you do usually?
继续吵。
And keep on quarreling.
打冷仗。
And may have a cold war in between.
那么这是你的意思。
And this is your will or your.
Your will, 因为你要赢。
Because you want to win over.
你要证明你对，你要证明他错了。
And you prove you is right and she is wrong. Or
假如最后不欢而散，就打冷仗，谁也不愿意低头认错。
If any no one to give in, then it will bring in the cold war.
那么这个就是你的意思很厉害。
Because you have a very strong will.
然后呢，魔鬼就趁虚而入了。魔鬼就趁虚而入。
And then the Satan will take this opportunity to intervene.
当你们夫妻俩吵完架，当天还不和好，魔鬼就趁虚而入。
And if you keep quarreling for a day, then the Satan will take the advantage.
然后关系越来越糟糕。
And to influence your relationship, the relationship will go bad.
有些人甚至因此就离婚了。
And eventually some will divorce.
你觉得很多离婚是因为什么？不都是因为一些小事引起的吗
？And those the reason of divorce, a lot of time because of some little.
那么这个时候哈，吵架是免不了的，夫妻吵架是免不了的。
It is not easy to avoid, quarreling between husband and wife.
我和我妻子也吵架。
And I will quarrel with my wife too.
但是可以这样说，越吵越少。
And I would say that as long as we call more, we know each other more.
刚结婚的时候吵得多一点。
In the beginning of our marriage, we have more, frequent.
随着我们不断的成长，越吵得越少。
And as we grow gradually, we quarrel less.
那么一旦吵完以后怎么办呢？
What should we do after the quarrel?
我们都学到一个功课。
And we learn something.
舍己。
And to deny ourselves.
什么叫舍己呢？
What does it mean by denying ourselves?
和好嘛。
And to reconcile with the others.
主动的和好。
And take the initiative to reconcile.
主动和好需要放下面子。
And if you took the action to reconcile, you have to put down yourself.
我们华人是死要面子活受罪的。
And for us Chinese, we love to keep the face and go on suffering.
所以你说哈，对不起，我今天什么地方错了？我们好，求你原谅我。当你这样做的时候，你是舍己。
And if you can tell the others that what you did wrong and you want to be forgiven, this is to deny yourself.
通常对方都会原谅你。
Usually the other party will forgive you.
他也会可能会说对不起，我也有错。
And the other party may also say that I have a little wrong too.
然后就和好了。
And they will.Get back together.
我告诉大家，这叫什么？这叫舍己。
And what? How to deny yourself?
舍去你的面子。
And first, you try to keep your face,
然后怎么样？然后这就是弟兄姊妹，这就是舍己的意思。
And if you can do this, this is to deny yourself.
还有，再举个例子来说。
Take for another example.
夫妻之间都说啊，谁干的家务多了？你干的家务少了，我干的家务太多了。
They will also quarrel about who do the chores more and who do less.
啊，我做饭为什么你不洗碗？啊，为什么今天你不洗？弟兄姊妹，很多这些事情，那么你就多做点了。
And I cook, you should wash the dishes. Why you didn't wash the dishes?
对吧？好，你今天你说不舒服，好，我来做。
And you said if you said that you are not.Feel well, then I will.
孩子有些有小孩的孩子起来半夜起来需要换尿布喂奶，好了，他很累哦，你就起来换了。
And if the kids wet the bed, who is going to get up to change the diaper? And if the other party feels tired, then you get up and you do it.
这就是神的旨意嘛。
And this is the will of the Lord.
爱是不求自己的益处嘛？爱不是说光有浪漫的爱，爱是有舍己的爱。
Love is.Not for our own benefit, it's for the others.
所以舍己可以应用到我们生活当中许许多多的方面。Deny yourself, 对你自己说不，对神说好是，只要是你的我就听。
So denying yourself can be applied to different areas of our daily life, and we do it not for our own, but for God.
好，第二项要求呢，就是背起他的十字架来。
And the second one is to carry your own cross.
对当时的人来说，如果定了某个人死罪，他本人这个罪犯要背着他的十字架赴刑场，然后把他自己要被钉死。
If someone was sentenced by the death penalty, the one that should carry the cross.
而且十字架不单是一个痛苦，也是个羞辱。
The cross is not just give yousuffering, it gives you shame.
只有那些罪大恶极或者搞革命暴动的人才要背钉十字架。
For those who are very bad, the worst criminal will be sentenced by that kind of crucifixion.
所以背起十字架什么意思呢？就是愿意，这是个比喻，就是愿意为耶稣的缘故受苦，以至于甚至到了一个地步去受死。
So what does it mean by being crucified? It means that you are willing to suffer for Jesus unto death.
前两天，我大陆的一对夫妻传道人，他给我发微信，他说他们圣诞节聚会被警察给冲击了。
A couple from China, text me that the day that they gathered together to celebrate Christmas, was
interrupted
by the police.
然后那个传道人被警察带走了。
And the minister was arrested by the police.
在警察局待了好几个小时，又被放回来。
And after a few hours, was released from the police.
我在微信里面说，我求主来安慰你们。
And in the WeChat, I pray for them and ask the Lord to comfort them.
不过这个，然后呢，这位他的妻子给我回复一个话，很鼓励我。他说：“没有征战，哪有得胜呢？”
And the wife respond to me, "If there's no struggle, how can we win over?"
在北美我们太自由了。
And in North America, we may be very free, has a lot of freedom.
好，你就人坐满都没有问题。
You can sit full the house, there's no problem.
在大陆稍微人多一点，风声一走漏，马上警察就来了。
But in China, if you are that many people and the news leaked to the police will come.
我以前经历过很多次。
I experienced this many times before.
然后来了以后，马上就把要传道人要带走。
And when the police come, they will arrest the minister.
我问大家个问题，假如遇到这个情况，你还敢继续信吗
？And do you still believe if you encounter this?
因为我们讲为基督受苦嘛。
And when we talk about suffer for Christ,
这对夫妻不但愿意信，而且继续的传福音，继续的牧养教会。
This couple has a very strong faith. He believes, and he also keep on doing.Of the ministry.
这叫什么？这叫背起十字架来，背起自己的十字架。
It means that they carry their own cross.
这是耶稣对门徒的第二个要求。
This is the second requirement of Jesus to the disciples.
有人说，在北美我们很自由了。
A lot of people say that we are very free. We have.
我们好像没有这些问题啊。
We have no problem.
我们很少为耶稣受苦啊。
We seldom sacrifice.
甚至也不更不用说为他受死了。
Not to mention about.
但是呢，也不一定，也不一定。好，下一页啊。
Not really in the second page.
在12月15号，你们听说没有哈？在爱荷华州州议会厅，一些个撒旦教要求州议会摆一个撒旦的像。
In December 12th, in a Congress meeting, some of the congressmen asked the government.To set up
not congressman, the Satan 教的教徒
or the Satan, the Satan worshippers asked the Congress to set up an idol for the Satan.
Put an idol in the council's building. 那么后来呢？他们那个大家知道，爱荷华州是个红州。
You know that Iowa is the red state.
结果呢？那些议员们商量了一下，竟然同意了。
And after a discussion, the congressman finally agreed.
因为撒旦教徒说，你看你们议会大厅圣诞节摆放耶稣诞生的这些用具，为什么我们撒旦教徒不能摆放撒旦的一个像呢？
The Satan worshiper said that you set up Christmas tree and everything to celebrate Christmas in the hall of the Congress. And why should you also set up the Satan idols there?
据说这个 idol 的名字叫奥斯面是一种山羊头的一种撒旦的像。
And I heard that the image of the idol is like a goat, the head of the goat. It's a symbol of Satan.
结果这些议会呢，一开始他们准备弄个真羊头。
And in the beginning,
山羊头。
The congressman really set up the real goat head.
后来结果商量以后，议员们为了政治正确嘛，对吧？最后说好吧，那就弄个假羊头吧，假象羊头。
And after the discussion, because of the political correctness, they agreed to set up the symbol, the statue of the goat head.
结果弟兄姊妹，你发现吗？美国是逐渐走向一个败坏。
You can see the trend of the United States going downward.
LGBTQ,
the L LGBTQ.
这些所谓的政治正确。
And I talk about the political correctness.
现在把偶像要放在这个议会厅里面，州议会厅里面。
So they want to even set up the idols in the court, in the Congress.
我不知道将来美国会发展到什么地步。
I don't know what it will go in the future.
然后呢，从密西西比来了一位叫 Michael Cassidy这个人。
And there is a person called Michael Cassidy.
他呢就把这个偶像给拆毁了。
And he destroyed the idol.
然后他现在被起诉。
And he was charged.
He was charged
by the court.
对。 所以弟兄姊妹，你看啊，我们现在为这位卡西迪弟兄来祷告。
And we should pray for this brother.
在美国，我相信接下来可能还会有一些文化方面的战争。
And there may be some cultural war in the United States.
也许有一天你会为主受逼迫。
Maybe in one day you will suffer for Christ.
你做好准备了吗？
Are you ready for it?
做好准备背起十字架来跟从主了吗？
Are you ready to carry the cross to follow Christ?
然后第三个要求就是跟随我。
And the third requirement is to ask the disciple to follow Jesus.
这三个用的都是命令动词，一个是说舍己是命令动词，背十字架是命令动词，但是他用的都是过去不定式的命令动词，表示一个行动，我要有一个行动，就是我就是舍己了，deny myself， 背十字架有一个完成的行动，然后到了这个跟从主呢，他用的是个现在时态的命令语气，就是不断的跟随主。
So in those three requirements, they use the verb in the imperative mood. But the third one is a continuous journey.
那么什么叫继续不断地跟从主呢？
What it means by continuously to follow Jesus?
不断地听主的话。 不断地 obey the word of God.
Okay.
不断地听从耶稣基督的话。
Keep listening, obeying God.
今天我们基督徒对神的话，很多人不是很熟悉的。大家今天有很多的社交媒体占据我们的思想。
And nowadays, a Christian may not be very familiar with the word of God. We are occupied by a lot of information on the web.
很多基督徒可能能听到神话语的时间，也就礼拜天这一个小时。
A lot of Christians may hear the word of God on Sunday for 1 hour.
而且听完一个小时以后呢，可能只记住其中一部分，或者只选择一部分来顺服。
After an hour, we may just remember a little part of the sermon and choose to obey just a little part.
这样我们实际上严格说来，我们达不到主的要求。
Actually, we are not up to the requirement of the Lord.
所以接下来就给了一个原因，为什么要舍己背十字架跟从主呢？因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命。
And Jesus gave a reason why we should follow Jesus, because he said that whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it.
什么叫救自己生命？救自己生命，这是上面的原因，因为嘛哈。 所谓救自己的生命，就是不愿意舍己，要为自己活，追求自己的利益，完成满足自己的欲望，完成自己的目标，一生当中实现自我，这就是要救自己的生命。
What it means by save his life, it means that you don't want to deny yourself. You want to fulfill what you want to fulfill, your goal, your plan, and this is the meaning of. Save his life.
必丧掉生命，这个生命是指的你丧掉了永远的生命和永远的救恩。
And what does it mean by lose his life? He will lose his life, his eternal life.
那么然后说，凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。就是假如你过一个舍己、背十字架、跟从主的生活，为主和福音，主和福音是分不开的，因为福音就是见证主，不但是因。 不但是认耶稣的名，并且传扬耶稣基督的福音。当你为这两个为了去丧掉生命，就是说舍己的时候。And
what it means by lose his life for me and for the gospel, Jesus' life and the gospel cannot be separated when you preach the gospel, when you believe Jesus, you will lose, you will deny yourself. It means you will lose your life for the gospel.
你必救的生命，就是你有永远的生命，你有永远的救恩。
And then you will have the life for eternity.
然后三十六节是启示三十五节，在希腊文有个因为，因为人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？
And in verse 36, what good is it for a man who to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul?
他就讲，一个人如果他不舍己，只是为自己活，为了荣华富贵，为了救自己一生过得那么美好，你就是把全世界都赚来，然后呢，赔上你的生命是什么呢？永远的生命，没有永生。从商业利益来说，你是无利可图啊。
And it means that if you don't want to deny yourself, you want to save yourself to fulfill all your wishes and your desires, you want to live a very well-off life.Then you will lose your eternal life. That is no game at all.
他说：“人还能拿什么换生命呢？”
Who can have someone to exchange for his life?
这个生命不单是今生的生命。我们知道有些人哈，过劳死，对吧？人在天堂，钱在银行。好，但这句话讲的不光是这么简单，说你有了钱换不来你今生的命，他更是说你更是失去了，没有得到永远的生命，这是一个极大极大的损失。
And someone will say that you have your money in the bank and your soul will be in the heaven, and you will lose your life even you gain a lot of the world.
人拿什么？这个答案是显而易见的，人拿什么都无法换永远的生命。
And you cannot.Have anything for the exchange of your eternal life.
所以有人说，地狱是一件人知道以后已经太晚的事实。
And someone will say that hell is the reality. When you know about it, it's too late.
很多人不相信地狱。
A lot of people they don't believe.
等他到了地狱，他看到了有地狱了，那个时候相信又晚了。
When they go to the hell and they realize that there is a hell, but it's too late.
C.S. Lewis 有一次跟他的秘书去散步，到了一个墓地。
And one time, a man with his secretary to walk in the cemetery.
看到一个墓碑上写了一句话，说这里躺着一位无神论者，穿戴整齐却无处可去。
And the tomb stone has an engraving on it. There is lying an atheist. He was well dressed, but he has nowhere to go.
这个秘书看完以后哈哈大笑。
And the secretary laughed.
但是路易斯却没有笑。
And Louis didn't laugh.
他说：“这个人现在希望他说的是真的。”
And I hope that that person now is speaking the truth.
好，无神论认为没有天堂，没有地狱，但他已经到了地狱了。他希望哪都去不了，但他到了地狱，到了地狱就出不来，到了地狱没有任何回转的余地。
And this atheist, he did not believe in hell and heaven. Right now, he's in hell.And he has no way to turn.
所以说，凡在这淫乱、罪恶的时代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人只在他父的荣耀里，同众天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
So in verse 38, if anyone is ashamed of me and my word in this adulterous, sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with.
这就是耶稣那个时代的写照。
And this is the generation of Jesus.
淫乱的时代就是这主要指的是属灵的淫乱，就对神不忠。
Adulterous ages means they are not faithful to God.
罪恶的时代就是范围比这个淫乱更广，就是道德的败坏。
And the sinful generation means even broader. It's the evil doings of this generation.
这样的一个时代是拒绝耶稣和拒绝基督徒的。
And this kind of ages will reject God and Christians.
在这样的时代，基督徒生活比较困难。
And this kind of ages that a Christian will have difficulty in getting along.
他说如果你以他为可耻的和他的道，那就是说在面对逼迫的时候，你不敢公开认主。
What it means by ashamed, it means that when you face the persecution, you do not have the courage to acknowledge Christ.
那么他说，耶稣说，当他再来的时候，他跟天使再来。为什么跟天使再来？因为他是那么尊荣，那么有能力，天使在伴随着他二次再来。
When Jesus talked about his second coming, he said that the angel will be with him. What it means? It means that it's a glorious day.
那么他再来就是有一个最后的审判。
So when he come back again, the second return, that he will bring us the judgment.
那么在最后审判的时候，如果你今生不认耶稣，耶稣来的时候，他也不会认你。
In the final judgment, if you did not accept Christ when you are still alive, then Jesus will not accept you at that moment.
所以这段经文告诉我们这样一个真理。
So this verse tells us a truth.
下一页，基督必须走十字架的道路。
Christ has to walk on the road of cross.
基督徒也必须走这条道路。
And Christian likewise will also will need to walk on this path of.
这是门徒训练的精髓。
And this is the essence of discipleship training.
我们不是都希望有门徒训练吗？这就是精髓。
We want to have discipleship training in the church. This is the essence.
就三个要求。
The three requirements.
舍己。
Deny yourself.
背十字架。
Carry your own cross.
跟随主。
Follow Christ.
三个命令动词。
Imperative
verbs. Imperative.好，那么对我们的应用呢？
How can we apply to our life?
你认为耶稣是谁呢？
Who you think about Jesus?
我希望学完今天这课，你对耶稣有个清楚的认识。
I hope that you will have a clear understanding of Jesus.
他是基督。
He is Christ.
他是神的儿子。
He is Son of God.
他来世上是为你死。
He came to earth to sacrifice for you.
并且第三天复活了。
And he resurrected in the third day.
那么对我第二个应用呢？开始对自己说不。
And the application for us today is to say no to ourselves.
我们很多时候对自己很难说不。
It is very difficult for us to say no to ourselves.
背是舍己的意思，就是对自己的不讨神喜悦的说不。
Deny yourself means that anything that will not please God, you should say no.
第三个呢，效法耶稣在克西马尼园的祷告。
And the third one is to imitate the prayer of Christ in the Gethsemane.
不要按我的意思，按你的意思。
Not to fulfill my will, but yours.
神的意思都记载在圣经里头。
God's will is clearly recorded in the Bible.
把它应用在你的日常生活当中。
Practice those teaching in your daily life.
遇到任何的情况，你要问神的意思是什么。
Whenever you encounter any situation, you should ask, what is the will of God?
圣经是怎么说的？
What the Bible tells us?
而不是说我怎么认为。
Not just what we think about.
而不是认为怎么方便，对我怎么好。
And don't think about how to be convenient to us, what is the benefit for us.
最后一点，为基督受苦才是我们的十字架。
The last point is to sacrifice for Christ is the cross.
换句话说，有些苦不是为主受的。
A lot of time that we suffer is not for the cross.
有些苦是因为自己犯罪而得到报应。
A lot of suffering is because we sin, and this is the reward.
还有一些苦是一些本身这个堕落世界都有的。
And other sufferings are very common in this fallen world.
比如说这个疾病啊。
Take for example the HIV virus.
Sickness, 疾病啊，疾病啊，疾病或者是死亡呀。
Or death.
或者是车祸呀
or car accidents.
这个不光我们有整个全人类都有因为世界堕落了嘛
and not just for Christians but everybody in the world because the world is more corrupt
也不是说你的丈夫妻子是你的十字架
don't think that your husband or wife is your cross
也不是你的公公婆婆是你的十字架
don't think the in-laws are your cross
因为这些人际关系大家都面对
because we all face this kind of human relationship
记住哈，他说是跟从我，是为耶稣基督受的苦才是我们的十字架。
Follow Christ means that we suffer for Christ is the cross.
你为主做，为了遵行神的旨意做，为了福音做，这些苦才是为主背十字架。
If you do it for Christ, for Jesus, for God, for the gospel, if you face persecution, this is the cross.
在我们结束之前哈，大家都有这个本周的属灵操练哈，写在这里，请你拿出来。
And you should have a paper that tells you what should we practice in the following week.
你看有主日讲到底下有两个。
And you can see two things on the paper.
第一项就是认识到自己是最大的敌人。 因此要学会对自己说不。
And respond to the sermon, for today, the first one is to say no to yourself.
弟兄姊妹，最大的敌人还不是魔鬼。
The worst enemy is not the devil.
最大的敌人是我们自己。
The worst enemy is ourselves.
所以要对自己要舍己。
So we should say no to ourselves, to deny ourselves.
第二个呢，就是效法耶基督在克西马尼园的祷告。
The second practice is to imitate Christ's prayer in the Gethsemane.
所以你祷告当中不是光求神啊，答应我这个，答应我那个，啊，你要看看你祷告的是不是讨神喜悦。
So when we pray, we don't ask God to meet our needs, this and that. We need to pray if it is pleasing to you.
有些祷告本身可能就有问题。
And a lot of prayer in itself are problematic.
啊，比如说主啊，我这个礼拜天要带孩子参加业余活动，你保守我们路上平安，保守我孩子比赛第一。当他提出这样的代祷事项的时候，我是不祷告的，不这样祷告的。
And take for example, if someone said that I will skip the Sunday and take my son to somewhere else to do something, and protect me on the way to give a safe trip, and I won't pay for this.
因为什么？因为我要祷告主啊，求你拦阻他，让他不要继续的礼拜天带孩子出去搞任何的活动。
Instead, I will pray for that person to prevent them from doing this. Don't sacrifice Sunday just for other.
因为很明显的，圣经说不可停止聚会。
Very obviously, that the Bible tells us that don't stop coming to the church.
希伯来说十章二十五节嘛，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人。
Don't stop meeting at church like those who have the habit to stop meeting.
另外，他说爱儿女，过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
And yes, one said that if you love your children more than loving him, it's not you are not my disciple.
另外，初代的教会，旧约是安息日聚会，那么初代教会就是在七日的第一日聚会嘛。
And in the olden days, they meet on the Sabbath day, but the New Testament church, they meet on Sunday.
所以在启示录第一章，约翰专门给他个名字，主日 ，the Lord's day， 就是礼拜天。
So in the early church, they give the day as the Lord's day.
所以神的旨意都写在圣经里面。
So all the will of God is already in the Bible.
我希望今天听完以后，不光是懂了，而且把它用出来，用在你的日常生活当中。
I hope that you are not just understanding the sermon, you should put it into practice in your daily life.
不要照我的意思，照你的意思。
Don't meet our needs, but to fulfill your will.
我们一起来祷告吧。
Let's pray.
阿爸父神，谢谢你把你的话给我们。
Abba Father, we thank you for giving us the word.
让我们不但听了，让我们照着去行。
We are not only just listening, but also practicing it.
让我们舍己。
Help us to deny ourselves.
背起十字架。
Carry our cross.
跟随你。
Follow you.
让我们天天背起十字架。
Let us carry our cross daily.
与你同死。
To walk alongside with you.
为你同葬。
To bury with you,
与你一同复活
to resurrect with you,
让我们越变越像你
and let us transform ourselves more like you,
让我们心意更新而变化
transform our mind to be more like you,
愿意在新年的开始这个主日
may we in the first Sunday of this year,
把我们奉献给你
give ourselves to you,
你的火来焚烧
use your holy fire to burn us,
洁净我们的污秽
wash away our sin,
让我们被圣灵充满
fill us with the Holy Spirit,
让我们重新得力
let us revive again and gain the strength,
一举一动有新生的样子
whatever we do and say, we will have a new life, a new life,
一天新似一天
we renew ourselves day after day,
如此祷告，奉我主耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.